The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you. But do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever heard the old adage in the army that one should salute the uniform and not the wearer? I first came across it while reading an essay by C.S. Lewis called "Priestesses in the Church?" Lewis was a member of the Church of England, which back in 1948, when he wrote the essay, was considering ordaining women as priests. Of course, today we know the Church of England, called Episcopalians in the United States, has not only female priests, but female bishops as well. But back in 1948, it was still being debated, and Lewis was opposed to the innovation. Toward the conclusion of his argument, Lewis reflects, "It is painful, being a man, to have to assert the privilege or the burden which Christianity lays upon my sex. I am crushingly aware how inadequate most of us are in our actual historical individualities to fill the place prepared for us. But it is an old saying in the army that you salute the uniform, not the wearer. Only one wearing the masculine uniform can represent the Lord to the church." In other words, there are some uniforms you salute, and other uniforms you do not salute. How do you know the difference? Well, back in high school, I belonged to the ROTC program of the Marine Corps. We learned that you should salute officers like captains, colonels, and generals, but you do not salute a sergeant or a corporal or a private. By the way, officers have shiny insignia, so you know to salute them. But the joke among the privates was the shiny insignia also signaled to the enemy whom they should shoot first. So what was Lewis's point? He was arguing against women priests, not because women are less qualified or less talented than men. Many women would make much better priests than many men. Rather, it is because females do not wear the proper male uniform required to represent Jesus as bridegroom to the church, his bride. That is, males are, in a sense, the officers we salute, because they alone are called to the privilege and the burden of priesthood. But don't forget, they are also the ones the enemy shoots at first. In the gospel today, Jesus, in effect, both salutes and shoots at the officers in the Jewish army, namely the scribes and the Pharisees. At first, Jesus salutes them, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you." But then he takes a shot at them, adding, "But do not follow their example." Indeed, Matthew's entire chapter 23 is Jesus' strongest invective against the abuses of these Jewish officers as leaders of the people. They are guilty of an absolute dereliction of duty. But notice that while Jesus harshly criticizes the Jewish leaders, he does not go so far as to say, "And therefore, women should become scribes and Pharisees." Jesus shoots, but he also salutes. Let me share another example of saluting the uniform, but not the wearer. In 2014, while Archbishop J. Peter Sarton was serving as the Archbishop of Seattle, he was interviewed by Bob Simon of 60 Minutes. You can see this on YouTube if you want. The discussion turned to the possibility of women becoming priests. And Bob Simon asked very sensibly, "Where does it say in the scripture that a woman cannot be ordained?" Archbishop Sarton smiled because he had already answered the question. But then the good-natured archbishop continued, "Again, Bob, it goes back to the fact of the choice of Jesus, of the apostles, as the college of those who would go forward to proclaim the gospels." But Bob didn't back down. He pushed the point, continuing, "If there were 100 apostles and they were all men, you could say, well, obviously he didn't want any women apostles. But 12, it could have been happenstance that they were all men. And maybe the 13th would have been a woman." Archbishop Sarton chuckled at the clever argument, but answered, "I don't think so. I think the choice of Jesus is the choice of Jesus. And that's the way it is." So where does all this leave us? Well, it leaves us having to deal with the choice of Jesus. In other words, Christians do not believe that our Lord acts and chooses his priests, the officers of his spiritual army, in arbitrary ways. His choice of the 12 apostles is not like how you and I choose who's going to be on my basketball team at recess, or who will I invite to dinner as a guest this Friday night. Jesus chose the 12 apostles after spending the night alone in prayer with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus' choice was a decision made from all eternity and will be valid for all eternity. Jesus saluting the scribes and the Pharisees today and his deliberate decision to choose 12 men to be his apostles could not be charged with greater significance. As Archbishop Sarton eloquently phrased it, the choice of Jesus is the choice of Jesus. And that's the way it is. And therefore, we too should salute when Jesus salutes. On the other hand, we should not turn a blind eye to the weaknesses, the errors, and the sins of the wearers of the uniform. That is, just as Jesus took aim and called out the Jewish leaders for their hypocrisy, so we have to acknowledge the sins and failures of the officers in the Lord's army. Since 2001 and the Spotlight scandal, the church has not only acknowledged those sins of her officers, she has paid out billions of dollars in restitution for all those who were harmed. So today, pray for the men enlisted in the church militant as her leaders and her officers. Their insignia is shiny, so we know who to salute, and so the army knows who to shoot. Praised be Jesus Christ.